This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1494. This episode is definitely worth your while.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we talk about the different expressions using the word worth. These expressions can help you discuss the true value of something. Listen in to learn more today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's going on today?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you? Almost the end of the year.
I know. We're in that week right in between Christmas and New Year's. I'm going to try to take some time off this particular week and just reflect and prepare for the new year. You know what I mean? It's always a week of reflection, relaxation, and rest and preparation for me. Yeah.
No, I agree. It's exciting. It's exciting. And hopefully we'll have a good 2021. So,
oh my gosh, it can't be worse than 2020.
Don't say that.
I think the whole world feels that right now. Yeah, really. Everyone is like, let's get out of 2020.
It's so funny how we associate like so much with the year that we're in. It's like, oh, there's so many celebrity deaths in a certain year. Mm. Oh, this year couldn't be worse. You know, like I feel like we always have something like that. But it's funny because, I mean, you know, there is this new feeling of hope of like, okay, let's get out of this.
Yeah, I know. It's been such a year. Oh my gosh. All right. But anyway, so did we have a question from a listener today?
We do. We have a question from Marco today.
Yeah, Marco. Okay, should I go ahead and read it?
Let's go for it.
All right. So Marco says, hey, girls, I hope this email finds you well. I've been an assiduous listener of your podcast for more than 4 years. And thanks to you, my English has skyrocketed. Thanks a million for your consistent and sincere effort to help us learners in an entertaining and convenient way. I'm always in doubt regarding the usage of worthy and worthwhile. Ooh, so good. I feel that they're pretty similar. And in all fairness, I wouldn't know how to discern them. Oh, good vocabulary, Marcus.
Yeah, I know. This is amazing.
I know. So I'd be extremely great, glad if you could cover the topic in one of your next episodes. Thanks again for your hard work and have a great week. Cheers from Marco. Nice, Marco. Awesome. Wow. Discern. I mean, assiduous.
Assiduous.
Jeez.
I know.
That's fantastic words, Marco.
I love it. Awesome. Thank you, Marco, for that question. And guys, yeah, we are going to talk about this in just a second. But before we do, we want to remind you to hit subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast so that you don't miss anything. Guys, we do bonuses. We do stuff that you aren't going to know about unless you are subscribed to the podcast. So we'll give you a second to do that now.
Yep. Boom.
All right. Nice.
Yeah, guys, get addicted to All Ears English for 2021. We are going strong. We're consistent. We publish 4 times a week. And guys, don't miss those bonuses. So hit subscribe. Very cool. Okay, Michelle, what else have we done about this worth, this term worth?
Yeah, well, we did on episode 700, we did 700 reasons why All Ears English is worth it. So yeah, we did discuss the words worthy and worthwhile there. So we're going to talk about this more, but we're going to take it in a new direction because we have answered this question. We'll go over it briefly. But guys, definitely listen to that episode so that you can hear more about these words.
Yeah, really good stuff. So go all the way back to 700 and review that. And then we'll just get into a review of what these mean, right, Michelle? So for example, worthwhile. So that's the first one he asked about. What exactly does it mean?
Well, so that's like basically it's an adjective that means worth the time, money, or effort spent. I think I had taken these from the dictionary. I just copied these from our blog, I realized. So it's worth it, right? Or value or importance, right? So it's worth it, right?
It's it's worthwhile. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then worthy, right? I think we talked about this, I guess. It said you can be careful. It can sound like worth it. So I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
If you're speaking quickly. So definitely listen for worthy versus worth it. Worth it, worthy, right?
Well, I mean, the pronunciation, if you really listen closely, the way we pronounce the TH, guys, is different, right? Worthwhile and worthy, right? Slightly different. Yeah, different TH sound.
Right. So worthy is, this is the one. Yeah, I copied this from our blog, which was from the dictionary. It said, having or showing the qualities or ability that merit recognition in a specified way.
Wow. Okay. I think we're going to need a lot of examples for this because they do seem very similar based on the definition, Michelle.
Yeah. Well, guys, we definitely spoke more about these in that episode 700. So today was going to be going in a different direction.
Okay.
So I did want to direct you to that one. So gave you some basic definitions of those today, but I want to give you as a homework assignment to listen to episode 700 to really get what we spoke about.
Yeah. So we did cover that then in that other episode. We talked about worthwhile versus worthy. Okay. So we're not going to redo something we've already done.
We did worth it, worthy, worthwhile. Okay. So we talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys definitely have to go to 700. Today, we're moving on. We're doing an extension of this worth idea. So where are we going then, Michelle, with this? Are you currently subscribed to the All Ears English podcast? Take a minute and check to see if you are, because you don't want to miss a single episode of All Ears English in 2021. So please go ahead and hit subscribe now. And thanks for listening to the show.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. Okay, so we're going to teach you some new, very useful idioms with worth. With worth. That's funny. So I'm excited for this episode. So yeah, again, remember to listen to episode 700 for all your answers to those questions. So what is the first idiom today?
Okay. Worth every penny. I love this one because it feels good when you can say it. You know what I mean? There's always certain emotions associated with saying something because you're experiencing something is when you feel that you've made a good purchase.
Right. Yes, it is great when something is worth your penny, right? Worth every penny. So you could say something like, man, I know this phone was expensive, but it was worth every penny.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. What is something? So I'm trying to think of something recently that I purchased that was worth every Penny. Oh, geez, it's so hard. Like a good pair of jeans. I believe in spending a little bit more money on a good pair of jeans that fits you really well, that looks good, and they last forever.
Yeah.
Though that can be worth every penny.
Yeah, for me, it's been baby-proofing stuff.
Okay.
Like, we got these crazy cool things that you can put on the doors to make sure that the kid doesn't get in. Maybe I'll do an Instagram video on it. It's the most amazing thing that I've ever purchased, so it's worth every penny.
Yeah, so kind of what you're saying is what you've purchased is, like, gives you peace of mind. And, like, it goes, you know, the value exceeds the amount you paid for it. Right. It's, for me, another example would be puppy training is for our dog.
Right.
Worth every penny, because you don't want to get to like age four, your puppy's age, you know, your dog is four and your dog doesn't know how to walk on a leash, is biting at dogs. Right. That would make for a really awful, miserable life with your dog. So,
right.
Puppy training when they're young is worth every penny, and it pays dividends. Another good expression. It pays dividends later on in life. Yeah.
Right. That's true. It's like annoying to sometimes spend money like on something like that in the beginning. Yeah. And then you're like, oh no, but it's going to be worth every penny. Yep.
I love it, Lindsay. Love it. Guys, you really should use this expression. Awesome. Okay. What else?
All right. Now we're going to the other side of it. So not worth a dime. Right.
Okay. Good
Ooh,
one.
That's nasty. So that's really like saying that something is worthless, which is actually our next word. But both of these expressions are words. So we have not worth a dime and worthless. I mean, it means that there's no value in something. So I could hear someone saying this at like a pawn shop, right? Like if you've ever tried to give something to a pawn shop or maybe to a thrift store to sell something, right? So somebody might say something like, sorry, but that jewelry isn't worth a dime. It's worthless.
Interesting. Yeah. And when I think about this too, this word worthless, I also think about inflation, right?
Right.
So if we don't invest our money and we leave it in the bank, it eventually, you know, as inflation moves forward, it could become worthless. So we think about it in terms of investing and money and that kind of thing, guys, it's used there too. Really good. Really good.
Exactly. So hopefully you don't have any purchases that you now think are worthless. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, have you ever tried to sell anything?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we just moved to a new apartment here in Denver. Yeah. So we've tried to sell a few little things and we've had some success there, like on Facebook Marketplace, that kind of thing. But certainly there are things. Another good example of something that eventually becomes not worthless, but it loses its value quickly is a new car. When you buy a brand new car, as soon as you drive it off the lot, it drops its value by like 80% or something crazy.
That's why I don't think I'd ever be into expensive cars. It's like there's no it's not going to gain. You're not going to ever make money off of
a car. It's not an appreciating asset, right? It's a depreciating, extremely depreciating asset. Yeah. So we could talk about this another day, all these investment ideas for sure. But yeah, I know. I think definitely a car would be something that eventually becomes pretty worthless or hard to resell. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this can also be about time spent. So you could say something like, I worked so hard on that project, but it was worthless in the end. I failed. So similar idea.
Yes. Good stuff. Okay. Here's the next one. Worth your while. Tell me about that one, Michelle.
Well, this one is that the value is high, but it may be tough to do, right? You have to put in some effort. So your while is basically the time that you would spend or how hard you'd work doing something, right? So let's do an example. So I know you don't feel like driving all the way there, but I know you don't feel like driving all the way here, but I really think it will be worth your while. We have a huge surprise for you.
Yeah, exactly. So at first it's annoying, but you'll understand that you'll be glad you did it later.
Right? Yes, exactly. Have you done anything recently that's been worth your while?
Well, I guess I would say like probably that puppy school again, because it also requires time. It requires my time and money. But then I also learn how to raise my puppy the right way. And also we just moved to a new apartment and maybe that was worth our while just because we have a better setup here than our old place.
Yeah.
So awesome. Things like that. Yeah. What about you, Michelle? Anything?
Anything recently that's been worth my while? I think it's been about trying to get my son to take naps. I spoke to a sleep consultant. I spoke to the doctor, different ideas, and it was really worth my while, even though I've had to put effort in. Let's see if by the time this episode comes out, if he's still doing a good job.
Well, let us know. Give us an update.
I will. So guys, so the takeaway for today is, I mean, this was a great question. We had covered something very similar before, so we took it in a different direction today, but we wanted you to listen to that other episode so that you can get all the information. So ask yourself the questions we asked each other today, right? Practice these conversation questions, right? Like, what have you bought recently that's been worth every penny? Things like that. And also think about what is valuable in your life. This is really good for the new year, right? Not just your possessions, but what do you value in your life?
Absolutely. This is really good, guys. And if you want more episodes on how to talk about kind of these money concepts, you know, that's something that we could go into for sure, Michelle. That would be really interesting. Let us know, you know, if you're over on Instagram, leave a comment, let us know that you like this kind of episode, because we do need to be able to have conversations about these things with the people around us for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. Good point, Lindsay. This would be a fun one. So I will look into that.
Okay. Take care, Michelle. Talk soon. All right.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.